Welcome back to Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
No Sarah J. She's at work. I think her schedule this week is Monday night, Tuesday night, off Wednesday. So we're going to get back together on Wednesday and talk about everything else that went down. And then she got to work Thursday. She's doing three nights. But today, me and Manny Fontaine, we are going to do our best to try and break down this wild weekend that we have had in hip hop. It's been a lot of wild weekends this year. And this one is right up there.
This has been a great year for hip hop, like conversations. Like, I think it's like hip hop is like coming to the forefront of everything. Good and bad ways.
Yeah, good and bad. So Friday afternoon, CNN dropped this video. It's 2016 surveillance video that showed Sean Diddy Combs grab, shove, drag, kick his then girlfriend Cassie Ventura during an altercation that was detailed in the lawsuit that she filed against him, and he settled real quick. Before we get into the details of this video, this situation, I don't know. I know a lot of people are bringing up the Ray Rice situation. Remember that with the football player for the Baltimore Ravens?
That was horrible.
And I think the big difference is with that situation,
There's a big difference?
Not the difference between the altercation, the difference between how it was explained.
I remember
that they said that they had Ray and his girlfriend, his wife, or fiance, or wife, Tamika, in the same room. And he said, yo, it was just, you know, we got into an argument, we got blah, blah. So I don't know if people were prepared, because I definitely wasn't, when the video came out that showed him knocking her out and dragging her. And I remember thinking, yo, why did you not go into Roger Goodell's office, NFL, and say, yo, it's really bad. There's no excuse for this. Suspend me, because you're just going to look crazy when the video come out. This one, she detailed all this. So that was kind of on the public for not reading it, not getting this news. And
it's not even on the public. Like, the people didn't believe her. A lot of people didn't
believe
her.
That's where we're going. Like, so they didn't want to believe. I get that we grew up in this era. And I think about this, and we brought it up plenty of times on the pod, where I looked up to Puff. I pretended this dude was my dad. I was doing the dances. I wanted to make the beats. I wanted to be signed to Bad Boy. I wanted all of that. But as I got older, and you hear about the way he treated his artists, a lot of people are bringing up now that when Biggie, before he died, had a record label. Big Undies?
Something like that.
They point out that he didn't take Cameron to Bad Boy. He took him to Lance on Riviera. Like, that was that. Now they're using that is because Big knew how Puff was and was like, "No, I'm gonna do my own thing with my own artists and blah blah blah." Take that for what it's worth. But as we got older and heard more and more stories about Puff, and plus he was telling on himself with the man, "You ain't party with me. You ain't party with me until you party with me." And he was like, "What kind of energy are you on, my guy?"
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So for me personally, the quote unquote worship started to just wear off. I'm just like, he's just like every other businessman in the industry that was screwing over people, and he didn't write his rhymes. He don't even produce. He can't make a beat or nothing. He's like, he has a good ear, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
he orchestrates.
Yes.
Well,
he wanted to be this big star. So by the time all this had came out, and I heard so many stories about surrounding him, it wasn't hard for me to find this story or what Cassie was saying plausible. I think for a lot of people, it was hard for them to find it plausible, right? And I'm not a believer of believe all women. I think that is detrimental because women, like men, lie. I am a firm believer in listen to all women, you know, and then make your own decisions. But don't just discredit a person because, oh man, she just wants some money. She just wants this and she wants that. I'm like, no, pay attention.
And that's the weird thing, because most of that was coming from men.
Yeah.
Really, right? That was a narrative coming from a lot of men. But that's, and I don't know if that's a narrative for men who have a lot of money and have put themselves in situations like that, or men that are doing this type of relationship with women. And it's been a real creepy time since it started, because these are great conversations to see who people truly are. I honestly thank God for moments like this, because it's like, sometimes you don't never know who somebody is till you see this type of shit happen, right? And you need to see this, because Diddy was about to Diddy dance his ass all the way out this shit. He was about to, take that. All the way out this shit. Yeah. And then, I've recently been seeing his, last post. Like, where he's like, y'all say it don't take nothing to show love, nigga. You know, he put a little post up of this kid that did something like a long time ago. He put that back up, like, show love, nigga. And then, when he put out that statement about the allegation, talking about those allegations are false and stuff like that. And now,
yeah,
the cookie is crumbling. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you're good. So people were thinking when it came to the allegations that he was talking about the Jane Doe and the Lil Rye situation. He wasn't talking about the Cassie situation. But let's talk about a little bit the way people move as if they can't be touched or they didn't do anything wrong, right? I was talking to Sarah, and again, she'll be here Wednesday. This story will not be over. She'll give y'all her thoughts on it. And I said, man, if I had did something half as bad as this, I would do my best to try to get ahead of it. And by get ahead of it, being like, you know, I'm at the Breakfast Club, I'm at Ebro in the morning, I'm at Big Boy, and they were like, yo, we want to talk about the album. And I would have said, you know, the album's good, but man, yeah, the evolution of a human, or I've done some things in my life that I'm not proud of. And but he acted as if he has been a saint this whole time. He never brought none of it up, right? And then... Yeah. I'm going to save it for the apology, because we got to talk about the apology. So a couple of things with this video. Before we get to this video, because I should have did things in order, but we just jumped into this. Before I called you, I listened to that King Combs diss song. I only heard clips of that. I listened to that. 2 minutes and 16.
Oh my God.
That shit trash.
Knock them walls down like when them Fetty boys ran in both our cribs. Too bad they ain't know we bought the one next door, because that's the one they miss. How y'all talking like a nigga talking?
So that's how the week started King Kong, for Diddy.
Kiko, and that was horrible.
Yeah.
King Kong can do better, though. I've heard him
there's
rap.
There's a couple
better.
Of joints, yeah. But here's
the beat is not bad, though. The beat's not bad.
Here's what I thought was crazy about the situation. I don't know, and I'm using they because I'm putting the Combses together, did not appreciate no one talking about them because we were so busy with Drake and Kendrick. So shut up.
Listen, but you could tell that his son doesn't know anything, right?
Okay.
You think your dad is your dad, right? Because, listen, if you knew that your dad was beating on women, I hope you wouldn't put this song out. But who knows? I'm giving
you,
King Kong
the benefit of the doubt
because that was not well played. And dissing, because it's just like if 50 Cent wanted to diss him and rap, it would be over for him right now.
Don't wake that sleeping giant.
He shot himself up.
I thought about the kids. And the kids to me, let's just the men. Justin, Christian, and Quincy. And Quincy, obviously, is his stepchild. It's Albie Shore's son and Kim Porter's biological son. And Kim Porter's biological son, obviously. I don't know why I put that with women, but you can. Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to wrestle with what they know and what they don't know. Like,
if Puff was our dad,
where what age would you have suspected? Because I think in my 20s, I would have been like, my dad be kind of hard on these, you know, quote unquote hoes.
I think if Diddy was doing this deliberately, in front of like everybody, his kids knew since they were younger. Because we've known people personally, I know people mm-hmm. who had abusive fathers, and they knew that their father was abusive since they were kids. Like, and it becomes a normality for them, right? So either, this is the way I would say, either he's been doing this long and he thinks this is normal, which is, this is what our society needs to address. Some men think this is completely normal. They're not, they are not, like, okay. And not to jump ahead, but when I saw the video, I'm disgusted.
Let's stay there because, you know, I'm going to let you finish your thought. I'm going to just say one thing. At first, I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
Only because, real quick, I remember there was this era of YouTube, and it probably never went away, but it wasn't in my algorithms no more, where people would love to show fights, right? Where even, let's say it was this two people shooting a fair one outside a bar late night. There's kind of these type of videos that would show up. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, all right, they're going back and forth. I'm going back and forth. But then one dude get a good punch in and knocks the other guy out. And I'm like, all right, cool, it's over. Then he kicks him in the head, and I'm like, oh, I start shivering. I'm like, oh, my God, why would you do that? So yeah, when Diddy kicked her while she was, I said, I can't watch this. And then I thought, we got to cover it, so I'm going to finish this video. And I ended up finishing it, but I never went back to it. I don't know if people caught, because I don't know if you saw this, watched it multiple times or whatever, but they were like, yo, she was getting away because she didn't have her shoes on. I said, I didn't even notice that she didn't have her shoes on. I just watched the one video. I'm glad y'all point that out because I didn't notice it, that she wasn't wearing her shoes, and he dragged her and all through the vase and kept a towel on.
Through the vase like he was a baseball pitcher. He threw that vase hard as hell at her.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just sickening to watch somebody hit a woman like that. Like it's hard to watch. But that's because me and you grew up in a house where we didn't see that, so that's not a normality for us. Yes. Like I'm disgusted when I see it. Like I'm like, whoa. Like I'm almost damn near like enraged about it. Like I'd be like, yo, any nigga that want to do something like that around me, nigga, I gotta draw a line in the sand because that's like.
But this is the thing too. So let's pause right there. You brought up we started with the kids. Mm-hmm. Let's take them out of it. The kids might not have known anything other than, yo, my dad can get loud at time or be, you know, angry, but he gets his point across. Cool, whatever. But there were some people who didn't know. And those people remained quiet for whatever reason, mostly probably benefits, like he paying me good, or the Christmas parties are crazy, you know. I'm keeping my daughter like around. I keep my girlfriend. Somebody knew. So Sarah was asking me, "What would you have done?" Like, because I was like, "Yo, somebody knew and they didn't say anything." And so Sarah brought up, "Well,
that's a good question. She said,
"Well, think about this. You can't go out there." Because I said, in this hypothetical, and I got to paint this before I go further, I'm popular too. So me and Puff, we work together, blah, blah. And I suspect that, I didn't see it, but I suspect that he's being violent with Cassie, right? Sarah says, you can't go out there and say to the public, this is what he's doing if you don't have her backing. And I said, you're right. Because I'll look crazy if Cassie doesn't say anything to it. But I said, you know what I would have done?
What?
Stop working with him.
Yeah, and so see, okay, and then
when this video came out, they'd be like, I'd have said, this is why in 2017 I stopped working with him because I knew about this. I talked to Cassie and she didn't want to go through it, but I can't stand with him no more.
And I would even take it this place. All right, like say if I was his poor boy or something, right? And I'm at the crib and I see him beating her ass, right? Mm-hmm. He come outside, he dropped me like thousands, say, hey, man, you ain't seen nothing, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, right? I would come back and I would ask her, do you want me to report this for you? Because I will. Because I'll sit there and I'll write down what I saw. I would tell her that. If she said no, I would be like, I'm quitting the job. I got to quit. Yeah, like you. I would be like, I got to quit.
Yep.
Because like it's not my job to... I'm not saying it's a person's job to drag it to the light. Because it doesn't matter sometimes because then it could all still be messed up, right?
Yeah.
I could have went to the police and they'd be like, well, there's nothing we can do about this, sir, because she's saying that this didn't happen and you don't have no video of it.
Yep.
So what can we do?
It's like that Different World episode.
So, but at the same time, you do have to step up and be like, I don't give a fuck how good this job paying me. I got to get away from this man.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, then I'm surrendering to him. Yeah. He is my pout, my boss, my God almost, because I think people don't realize how important that is in those little intricate moments where you choose to live within the lie, that you just lose all, you lost all your faith in one swipe, one fell swoop, because you said, well, this person's paying me and I got money here. Yeah. I could just ignore this.
You compromise and, who you were.
Yep, and you, and then, and, but those, and those moments happen all the time.
Yeah.
And I pray for people that go through them because it's hard.
Yeah.
But to me, I would have quit that shit so quick.
Yeah, I could. Yo, the day this video surfaced, I, if I was famous, I couldn't wait to be like, this is...
I don't follow Diddy like I was his friend and shit. Like, I said, I'm not following this man.
So, let's point out a couple of things. One was people were wondering why nobody else came out of their rooms. Van Lathan of the Higher Learning Podcast, who formerly of TMZ, had explained that while he was working at TMZ, it's not unusual for celebrities to buy out the whole floor. So that's why maybe you didn't see anybody come out of their rooms. Because obviously that was a loud fight. He was yelling and blah, blah.
Yeah, he was throwing shit. Yeah.
One of the other, the reason we didn't see this video that happened at the Intercontinental Hotel in Century City, Los Angeles, was that he paid $50,000. Now, that hotel's not even in business anymore. Yeah. And $50,000 seems really low, considering like what TMZ and stuff has paid for certain things. Do I have what? I think I took a screenshot of what somebody said. Do I have it? Yes, I do. So somebody said, did he pay $50,000 to make it all disappear until now? Somebody said, only $50K. Another person said, that seems low. TMZ paid $90,000 for the Ray Rice video and $250,000 for the Solange Jay-Z one. Whoever this was definitely could have gotten more than $50K for it, not to mention the ethical obligation of it being released, which now, because it came out when it came out, that Los Angeles Police Department said, we can't do anything because it's past the statute of limitations. Yeah. And the last point I want to make on this video before we move past this part is... they're saying that the Fed raid is the reason why it surfaced. I find that hard to believe because I'm thinking to myself, why would Diddy have kept that video in his house? That'd have been weird.
Yeah, nah, you know, it surfaced because the media and the media wants to get rid of Diddy. They're destroying him, right? Like, they, I think a lot of people knew this a long time.
But that's the problem.
I think that's what I...
Because that makes me mad that I'm like, this is what... Y'all stand next to this person. And I was like, all right, a couple episodes ago, I had to explain this to Sarah because she won on that episode. We were talking about Drake and Kendrick. We was breaking down the beef. And I said, no disrespect. And I'm saying now, I didn't say no disrespect in that episode. Y'all can go listen to it again. Me and Drake wouldn't have been cool in rap because I think he's weird. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I wouldn't have did. Like, Drake's energy is just off to me. It's just, you love being famous. I'm really low key. So the same thing would have been with Diddy. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I wouldn't have. And once the story starts circulating, just like with the Cosby thing, like, y'all, or the R. Kelly thing, like, y'all knew. And y'all would go on tour. Yeah, y'all would get an R. Kelly feature.
Everybody's talking about the parties and how weird it was.
Yeah, the freak offs and y'all
are. And the times I left. I left at this time. I didn't leave. I didn't stay here for this. Like, so you knew, but nobody spoke up. And that's where I'd be like, that's how people get hurt. And that's how people get, like, real trauma. Because there's a lot of people just moving around trying to hide behind stuff rather than to be like, yo, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And truthfully, if you think about it, 50 Cent said this for a long time, though. He's been on his ass. And though it's been comedic, he's actually been serious about this shit. Like, yo, something's wrong with this man. You know? Yeah.
Speaking of something wrong with what we stand here, but that Kendrick Lamar is going to age like fine wine. I've heard Diddy got a weird case. Why is he around? I heard he's a sick man with sick thoughts. Niggas like him should die. Like, they are just chopping up Kendrick bars about this. You want to talk about Slim Thug real quick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I saw that. Yep.
So Slim Thug, I think he made a statement. He made a video jumping out the window early, but he made a statement about how he tried to ride with the black man, but... he saw the video and he apologized to Cassie, but he don't believe blogs and accusations. We can pause right there. Fine. You don't have to believe blogs and accusations. He said Cassie was doing it for a money grab, or whatever, right? But my thing is, you didn't have to pick a side. Nobody was sitting here thinking, yo, I hope Slim Thug chimes in on this Diddy Cassie situation.
Yeah.
Man, nobody's thinking about the Slim Thug. Like, what are you talking about? And that's the thing. We got to embrace, I don't know, right? Because a lot of things are he said, she said. I don't know. So you don't ever have to jump out the window with, nah, man, Diddy couldn't do that. I don't know Diddy. Or, nah, man, yeah, Cassie yeah. lying. I don't know Cassie. I'm like, look, this is what she said. And then here's the thing, too. I don't know why. You didn't even really have time to jump out the window. Because remember, Cassie on a Thursday or something had brought this to light. Friday morning, he settled. So you didn't need to jump out the window at all. You could have been like, I guess something was a little. I said this. If half the shit she said was true, it was bad.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. 100% didn't need to be.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
100% didn't need to be true. Half of it was going to be bad.
He paid it too quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's why when people don't, we don't use our intelligence. No. He paid that shit way too
quick. He didn't put up a fight.
He put up no fight. He didn't even stall you out a little bit.
Yeah,
he didn't let you sweat over a couple weekends about it. Nothing.
Nope, he paid that real quick.
Because Diddy knows who he is. Then he knew that, oh, it's coming for me now. Like, I can't hide behind things. All of this shit is falling on top of my head.
Well, speaking of falling on top of his head, Joe Budden, your boy. Like I said, the video dropped on Friday. They record on Friday. It dropped in the middle of them recording. The episode dropped on Saturday.
The episode was disgusting.
And
I ain't gonna hold you. Let me talk a little bit before you go, because I got to say
one part.
Okay.
What's this shit called? You made me forget what it's called. The description, I guess. You know what it tells you what they're gonna talk about. It had the Diddy part in there, but go ahead. And then you couldn't find it. So what happened?
That's what I'm about to say. All right. So listen. I dropped at 4 a.m. I said, oh, this is good. I said, I'm up early. I'm about to go down here and make me some eggs. I'm about to sit in this big chair and want to listen to the podcast, right? I'm listening. It's an hour. It says it's in 1 hour, 8 minutes. I said, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this episode because I feel like it's going to be good once you get there, right? So I'm listening. I listen from the beginning. They are joking their ass off, having a good, hilarious time. And I was just like, oh, this is going to really kill the mood when it gets here, but we'll see what they do, right? Because I'm like, then there's still topics afterwards. I'm listening to it, and I'm at 108, get there. I check it back again. It's 145. I said, they still ain't talking about it. Then I said, let me jump on Reddit. And the first thing I see on Reddit said, dude said, I'm following this man. This man is crazy. He's like, I'm not. He said, this man didn't even talk about it. He said, a minute ahead, guys, he does not talk about it. Don't even think it's there. And so everybody starts getting on this man's motherfucking ass. And then because this is what I do not like about this, Joe Budden is a nigga I wouldn't hang out with either. I don't know why niggas hang out with him, because he's the slimiest of the slimiest men. Like, he really is. Because he only uses everything for his advantage. He doesn't care about anybody's feelings. Really, he only cares about the profit. And when you think about niggas like that, you like a dirty nigga. You care about money more than you care about your integrity, and that's a scary motherfucking situation. Anybody that you know cares about money more than they care about their integrity is a scary person, because they'll do anything. They'll do anything, because integrity means nothing to them. So then he gets on Spaces. He knows everybody's on his ass. He knows people started unfollowing him on his Patreon and stuff like that. He's starting to see this, and he tries to flip it on people. Like,
yo, what they got to do with me?
Imani took me to the side. We talked about it for 4 minutes. Then we talked about it for another 4 minutes. And Imani, which is a good friend, knew that he was like, yo, they're going to be on your ass because you're not doing this right. You actually pushing it aside. Because I guarantee you, if you heard what he said about it, it had to be nasty. It had to be disgusting. For Imani to tell you about that, to tell you to get it out of there, and to spend your time talking about it, which he saved you a little bit, but he ain't saved you to me, because we know who you are now. And then you come out, and then you get on Spaces and flip this shit. Flip it like, oh, man, y'all just need to calm down. Let everybody. It was in the middle of our busy day. Like, we were trying to be funny, and then we get hit with this, and y'all want us to have a whole dissertation about it? I said,
This what didn't make any sense to me.
Go ahead.
So, Friday, again, I'll give another shout out to Higher Learner with Van Lathan and Rachel Lynn Lindsay. They record on Thursday, episode drops Friday morning. Obviously, it wasn't going to be in there because it didn't happen. I end up deleting, I listened to the episode, I deleted it, and then I saw it again. I was like, let me delete this. They did an emergency pod, another 30 minutes where they talked about everything that went down. When I saw that this man said, we talked about it for 4 minutes, then we talked about it for 4 minutes, I said, damn, when I saw that video, I did 10 minutes to myself. There's just no way. And there's like seven motherfuckers on that damn pod. How the hell did y'all do only 4 minutes? If each of y'all talk for 2 minutes about what you saw, it doesn't make it make sense, right? Mm-hmm. So either, and this is what bothers me, because it bothered me about Charlamagne, it's going to bother me about Joe Budden. They keep talking about how Diddy is their friend. No, he not. Because if he's your friend, you should be able to call him out on shit he did wrong.
Yeah. And that was a great conversation that me and you had. Well, that is gonna make this podcast even more fire. Fuck you, my nigga. If you put my integrity on the line, and I can't tell you about yourself, and I gotta keep on going out in public and saying you're my friend, that makes no sense. Because if a friend does something dirty, if a friend murders somebody that you love, or a friend rapes somebody, you need to be like, nigga, we not cool no more.
Exactly.
I love you, but you can't. I cannot consider you a friend because you endanger me. You endanger the space that I live in. Diddy endangers the space that you live in. You walking around with a nigga who be... There's so many allegations against him. I'm not going to talk about it, but like, man, he does a lot of horrible shit.
So then I'm thinking to myself this. Either, let's keep it on Joe Budden, either you have participated in this behavior with Diddy, or... Uh-huh. Diddy knows you get down the same way. So you're like, oh, if I say something about him, he can say something about me. It can't be industry ties, because he don't got Revolt no more. The show they had was now coming back to Revolt ever. He's not a big name in music. So what are you protecting now? What can Diddy do for you?
And yes, that's exactly it. So, but it's because you have that energy in you. And I think, like, I'm just going to say, Joe Budden, those allegations been out there about him.
Yeah.
He knows it's out there. And I'm not saying that he hasn't changed as a man and he doesn't do that now. But it was a part of you. So, therefore, you have sympathy for that. You empathize with that man, which he shouldn't. Empathy shouldn't be like that. It should be to encourage and enlighten. Not to allow somebody to stay within their low vibration. That's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
You know who's been quiet too though? Who's been
Noriega?
I didn't know. I was gonna say Kanye, because remember Kanye was like, "I'm gonna be in my Sean John shirt," and I was like, "Okay." But what did Noriega do?
I said he hasn't said nothing.
Yeah, he's right.
He hasn't said anything, and he's on drink champs. You know, like they are sponsored by Revolt. Like so, like I would say, yo, we change it. I'm changing my, what's it called? We're doing something. But you should jump up out of that. But why haven't you said nothing?
You're right.
So I'll be looking for the people that are quiet. I'm like, why are you not saying nothing? Because you condone it? And it's a lot of people in hip hop should be saying something, right? But they not. Fabulous ain't going to say nothing because he's a woman.
Oh, no. Yeah, he can't either. I saw Kelly Price want to pray for him. I was like, okay, all right. I mean, I never knock a prayer, but this don't be the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
it's gonna be the time.
He's a master manipulator. Let's get to the video of him talking.
Oh, you want to talk about the apology?
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it, I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
Yeah, let's get to it. Because we're 30 minutes in. We still got more time to go on this.
This apology. This
disgusting,
first,
too.
First of all, you put the Beijing on to apologize. You already look. What are these? Extradited? Everybody said he looked like he in one of them extra edition countries. I'm laughing at extra edition.
This is where I laugh at his PR. I said, what's going on? Why the fuck did they let you do this? And if they did not let you do this, you did this on your own, because this is a problem with us in life. We think we can handle everything. We think that our words.
Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna get on IG.
Yeah, I'm gonna get.
I'm gonna with my Apple Notes. Put out an apology and move on.
And this is the time where you have to actually believe in a higher spiritual calling. Because, like, nigga, you can't get yourself out of this.
So,
first of all, your face. Go ahead.
The apology. I don't know who he was apologizing to.
He wasn't apologizing to Cassie, which is the worst part about it.
So this is the problem. It seemed as if he was apologizing to us. Now, TMZ is saying that due to the settlement, he can't say Cassie's name in public, which is fine. Cool. That's great. I would love for if I had an abuser, don't speak my name. What Biggie say? Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. Cool. I'm with that. You can't say, I apologize to her. He didn't do that. I was like, you only apologizing because the video is out now. And this is what I don't get too. And maybe I shouldn't do this part. The thing is, he seems to be apologizing for that incident as if there was nothing else that before or nothing else after happened.
After this, that's the only time he had an error.
Yeah, I was in a dark time. I was like, I don't know about that.
I said, yo, you didn't even, but apologize to lying to us. Yeah. I've been lying to y'all for years.
Yes.
I mean, he said, I want to apologize for that, me saying that those allegations weren't true. It's hard for me to accept these type of things inside of myself. Don't tell me you've been, I hate the therapy. Glitch that everybody throws in. It's just like a little throw off. I went to therapy. I don't give a fuck if you went to therapy or not, if it's not doing anything. First of all, you shouldn't tell me you went to therapy. I should say you went to therapy. I should be able to say, oh, you went to therapy, man. Something's changed in you.
Yeah.
I hate that the people that are in therapy are just using it as a crutch to say, this is why I'm so fucked up
good.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why.
But the problem is the internet don't forget. So they saw the video he made after the settlement. You seen that video where he's like, I'm still standing better than I did before. Like he's singing, living his life. I was like, you didn't seem like, here's the thing. We all have relationships. We've all had relationships, right? I would hope that if you are in good standing with yourself and who you are as a person, that any one of your partners who felt that you wronged them, even if you believe you did it, you feel something about that. Like, man, I felt like I was a good boyfriend or good partner to her, but to them, but I'm upset that they felt that way about it, right? And here's an example that men suffer with. If they are having a real discussion with a woman that they sort of kind of liked or whatever, right? And in the middle of the conversation, they get into an argument that the woman says, you know what? And the sex wasn't good either. And she's being a little vengeful, but she's also being honest. In this hypothetical I'm painting y'all, I never understand when men be like, so I still hit. So I was like, you didn't care about how she felt. And I feel like this is Diddy. You didn't care about how she felt, regardless of if you felt like I wasn't that bad of a boyfriend. I treated you well. I took you on trips. I gave you a career. He didn't even take into account how she felt. And I'm like, that's how I know you didn't do no therapy. Because you didn't care at all. Because, any of my exes come and be like, yo, John, you is this. I'm like, okay, we got to talk. All right, I'm sorry you felt that way. You know, what do you need from me now? What do you need from me now? You know?
Yep.
Anything else before we wrap this up, man? I don't think there's anything that happened today. TMZ wrote the why he didn't get mentioned with Cassie. I didn't care. This is a sad day for me. I guess... Charlamagne gave Diddy a donkey of the day. I was trying to get through celebrities chiming in. This Breakfast Club ain't Breakfast Club no more, man. This is just. I was like, I'm done with this. I'm good. I got through Lunel who was like, I've been trying to tell y'all about Diddy. And if Diddy had did this to Jennifer Lopez or Snow Bunny, he would have been in jail. And then they did Kelly Price prank, and I was like, all right, this is, I can't. They
don't need this Slim Thug.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. It was like, oh, Kelly Price, Lou Nell, Bishop, T.D. Jakes, Slim Thug, and more react to Diddy's apology. I'm not here
for... What T.D. Jakes say?
I don't know. Let me pull that one up then. Let me pull up what T.D. He probably just going to say, you know, I'm praying for the brother. Like, here's the thing, too. Your pastor didn't know about it. Because if T.D. Jakes had said to me, it really said, yo, Diddy had came to me with this problem and we da-da-da-da-da. Let me see. T.D. Jakes mentioned Diddy come. I don't know if he said anything new because I can't see anything. And I don't, if they had time stamped, what's the name?
Stamped.
I would have just opened up the video. Sean blasted by, he blasted him, was he? So this is New York Post, take it with a grain of salt. Sean Diddy Combs blasted by ex-spiritual advisor T.D. Jakes over leaked abuse. So Bishop T.D. Jakes, a longtime spiritual mentor to Diddy, quietly cut ties with the mogul earlier this month and publicly blasted him on Sunday from the pulpit at the Potter's House. He says, quote, this wasn't on the program, but I got a request that came in on social media as I was coming to church. He then addressed the shocking video of Diddy abusing Ventura that was first revealed by CNN, blah, blah, which when I saw these images that have been floating all over the news all week, it became difficult to watch the atrocious, degrading, demeaning debauchery. I know who it was, but as a man, I saw my daughters and it made me angry. It was so difficult to reflect on the darkest time. So I guess that's all he said. I was disgusted.
Okay.
Yeah, because the rest of it is like Diddy. I guess. All right.
Yeah. My conclusion is, man, I'm not saying you're supposed to be exiled from communication with the world or anything like that. I say we need to first. My whole thought is on Cassie. God bless her. I think she has she's in a loving relationship now.
Also, you have to be like, now people saw it. So now you got to relive it, like, oh shit, because you know, you see things from your first person point of view. You was like, yo, that was already bad. Then now you can see, like, he really kicked the shit out of me while I was down. Like,
and then all the fights that we did not see, you know, like all
that's the thing that people are missing. Sorry, Manny Fonte, but they were like, somebody said this. If he do this at a hotel, imagine what he do in private.
Yeah. And then I want to say this, like, man, like, they, like, sometimes these niggas don't be loving women, man. They just want to control them and abuse them. They think that they're property rather than thinking
that they're a person.
Yeah, they're a person. And I think that needs to be addressed with men, black men especially, because I am a black man. And I just think that's...
It's too deep to get into because I know men like this, and not abusing, but they don't see women as equal.
Yeah,
you are supposed to be submissive to me, regardless of how I act, because I am a man.
Yeah, and like,
it's weird because it'd be the same. What I'm speaking to be the same man who love like mafia movies or the gangster mentality, right? And they'll be like, yo, I don't hang out with rats. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. You don't want to, you see a rat as lesser than. So why would you date a woman who you feel is lesser than? That makes no sense to me. Why would you not date somebody that you'd be like, you are on my level, or at least I'm going to bring you to my level. And if you're above me, I'm going to get to your level. So we can be eye to eye. I don't get it. But we'll be back in a couple of days and talk about Megan Thee Stallion dropped a new freestyle. She just was in what's name too. Oh, the game.
Yeah, Chicago, wasn't she? Yeah. Well, you went to go see it, right?
Yeah. The game.
He's out there at some champs.
Dissing Rick Ross. Oh, speaking of, I'll talk about the game later, but Young Miami has been quiet.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Yeah, I don't know. Ice Spice on the Give Me the Light. I want to talk about Kendrick versus Drake 1 week later.
Have a lot of women spoke up about this? I don't know. Everybody's being a lot very quiet. I thought it was a little too Ralph, man.
I'm like, fam, this should be when you're supposed to be getting it off.
I think these are great conversations. You get to learn a lot about a person by asking, what you think about Diddy? And somebody, you know, like, I love these type of girls. Man, if I was working, I would have a field day at work with niggas. Because you can figure out exactly what you're surrounded by with these type of questions. I love these.
Is this true? Hold on. Somebody posted, Kanye told us P. Diddy was a fed who made a deal to get away with his crimes 2 years ago. But Drink Champs deleted the episode. Oh, that was the One Wild episode. Let me see if I can play this.
But as far as Meek Mills, no. Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these niggas, all you fake hard niggas, fuck you.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. All you fake hard niggas, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck because you can't shoot nobody anyway. And the reason why you got to talk is because you did a deal, you fucking fed. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to come at me, because part of the deal for you to be a do all that rah-da-da-da and get out of jail is that you promise that you're going to go pull my co-car. So y'all niggas shut the fuck up about me. Now, let me say it calm. You niggas shut the fuck up about... You shut the fuck up about...
I think he was just rambling, but okay.
I'm not going
with the whole, like, yo, he tried to tell us a long time ago about who...
Yeah.
But then a couple of days, he loves Puff. He brings Puff up in the raps. He had the Sean John take top. So it is what it is. Did I finish my list of shit? Oh, Cardi B dropping the album, not dropping the album. We'll get into that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
All right.
This one's going to be a lot more fun. Yeah. You know, but this one.
At one and only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.